Hello and welcome back. The Easter season seems to be going rather quickly, for me anyway. We are on the fifth Sunday, coming close to the end, with the great feasts of the Ascension of the Lord coming up, and then Pentecost, and then Trinity Sunday, Corpus Christi. It's just a beautiful ending to the Easter season. Today I want to talk about the Paschal Mystery and what it means for us. First of all, it's good to be reminded that in each human person there is a natural desire for happiness. It's a natural desire, but it also is of divine origin because God has placed this desire in every human heart in order to draw each person to himself. Because God is the only one who can fulfill the desire for happiness. You see, it's only God who satisfies us fully. Every other human person, animal or thing in this world can only do it partially. You know, the collects of the Mass, that's the first prayer that the priest says before the Liturgy of the Word. These prayers, some of them are very ancient, and they have been carefully crafted over the centuries. Some of them are extremely beautiful, and they succinctly remind us of the truths and the beauty of our Catholic faith. Today's collect begins with, Almighty ever-living God, constantly note, accomplish the Paschal Mystery within us. So what is the Paschal Mystery? What does it mean to say that God accomplishes it within us? Not around us, but within us. And what has this to do with our desire for happiness? Well, first of all, the Paschal Mystery is the death of Christ, his resurrection, his ascension, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is an historical sequence of events and a unique one in the history of humanity. It is unique not only because God did it, admittedly God in human flesh, but also it is unique because unlike every other historical event, the Paschal Mystery of Christ does not pass away. All other historical events happen once and then they pass away, swallowed up in the past. By contrast, the Paschal Mystery of Christ cannot remain only in the past because everything Christ did and suffered for humanity is part of the divine eternity. So it transcends all time while being made present in every moment of time. That's probably why we attach the word mystery to it, because it happens outside of the normal way things happen. Well, how does this happen? How is it made present, even though it is a past historical event? Well, now that Christ has accomplished his Paschal Mystery, he sits at the right hand of the Father, but he also acts through the sacraments which he instituted to communicate his grace. The sacraments, as you probably know, are words and actions accessible to our senses that make present the very deeds of Christ in his death and resurrection. You could say that through divine power, time dissolves, and we are present at the cross and at the empty tomb and in the upper room of his appearances. Now, to accomplish so great a work as this Paschal Mystery in us and in time, Christ is always present in his church, especially in the sacred liturgy. He is present in the sacrifice of the Mass, not only in the person of his priest, but especially in the consecrated Eucharistic gifts upon the altar. Whenever a sacrament is given, like baptism, it is Christ who gives it, Christ who baptizes. He speaks in the Holy Scriptures. He is present where two or three gather in his name. Christ never, never leaves his church alone because she is his beloved bride. He does this so that his Father may be perfectly glorified and given fitting worship, and that all his followers may be made holy. Christ unfailingly does this, has done it, and will continue to do it in his church until the last day, because the redemption that he won for every human person needs to be accepted by each one, so that what Christ did may come to fruition in each soul. This is further evidence of the immensity of divine love and divine mercy, as well as the enormity of what happened in Jerusalem around the year 33 AD. What happened there was in truth an event that changed the course of human history. God descended to earth so that humanity might ascend to heaven, step by step in this life, and remain there for all eternity. Out of respect for our human nature, which he created, God does this gradually, patient step by patient step. So that is why we prayed that the Father might constantly accomplish the Paschal Mystery within us. The work and effect of Christ's Paschal Mystery in us is not yet complete. It requires our patient and loving cooperation, as well as our fidelity. After all, that accurately describes the divine action in our souls, doesn't it? Patient, loving, faithful. May we, under the Father's protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal, which is total and never-ending happiness. The Lord has risen from the dead. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.